Morning. Thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes. What company am I speaking to, please?
We're a call center, ma'am, and I service over 400 different companies.
Okay. Well, I got something being charged to my credit card twice now for something called Fast Results.
Okay. I'd be more than happy to take a look at that for you. What is your zip code?
80234.
80234, and your name, please?
First name's Michelle, last name's Gilman, G-A-L-M-A-N. I want to know what's been purchased. I've got
you. Once I pull up your account, I'd be more than happy to tell you. Please hold.
Okay, alrighty. This does not sound familiar to me at all.
What is your address?
1291 West 112th Avenue, Unit B, Westminster, Colorado, 80234.
One moment. Please continue holding. Okay, you placed, you actually put in a sweepstake offer for the survey for the Keurig, and you paid $5.74 at that time for your entry.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
But there's
place
another
that order if you read over your terms and conditions, Ms. Gilman. But it also explained to you that by entering into the survey offer, you also agree to the monthly membership, which is $67.32.
Which gets me what?
You receive a shopping voucher to your email and is valued at $125. And that can be used online at the store's website to make purchases.
No, I don't want any of this stuff.
Did you not read over the terms you want to cancel?
I don't even know what this is. Cancel this stuff out. I want my money back.
Now,
I don't like
that you order from Miss Gilman. They have a refund policy when you place that order.
The $5.74?
No, the membership charge.
The $67.32?
Yes, but what I can do is a courtesy because it looks like you did not read over the terms before you agreed to pay that amount. I can apply a 35% refund and cancel any future billings for you.
This is ridiculous. Unless you read the fine print and go all the way down, I start getting stuff for things that I know nothing about. There was no emails telling me that this was a website that I'm going to get something that I can purchase from whatever it is you're offering. You're just whipping people us off. Ma'am, if you
I'm
don't
sorry,
print
the terms were not read, ma'am, but they were agreed upon when you placed that order. And before
well,
you put
I
in your card number.
I'm going to call my credit card number and get everything off. I'm not
well,
going to
actually emailing your credit card company now with a copy of your order and a copy of your terms. So they will explain to you that it was your responsibility to read that before you pre-authorize that charge. Now, what I will do is put in a VIP rate for you and get you a 50% refund, but your credit card company cannot authorize a payment that you authorize on your end. So they're not going to issue that refund because I'm going to send them over the information with your order, and they will explain that it was your responsibility to read over the terms, Ms. Gilman. Now, what I'll do is I'll put that VIP rate in and cancel your account from future billings, and I can get you a 50% refund, but that's the most that I can do on that charge. We're not
All
supposed
right.
to issue any refund back to you.
All right. Please do so, because this is just too hokey. I knew I shouldn't have done nothing. I don't like any
make
bogus
Make sure that
charges.
You always read over your terms before you place an order, so that way you have a clear understanding of what you're signing up for and what you're authorizing. Do you mind holding while I cancel your account and get the refund credited?
Yeah, you couldn't even find anything on there to show with some small print. So, yes, do what you can do. Please, thank you.
I'm going to provide to you a confirmation number in just 1 second. Please hold for me. Okay, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 26333-1641.
Okay, thank you. I'll be looking for it then, all right?
Yes, that'll be credited back to you within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye. For buying customer care. Have a great day.